they have to think what they have to do to get out of the hole. And you'll find out that that draws a line between preliminary and main event. Is a good wrestler is like when I first started wrestling. Here I am. I was 23 years old. I was wrestling a guy that was 42 years old. I looked at him across the ring, and he looked out of shape. And I thought, here I am. I'm in the best shape of my life, and I'm going to go out there and win, right? Because every hold that I put on that man, he countered. And it got to the point where he was telling me, hey, kid, I learned that 15 years ago, you know. And it's just that everything that I was doing to him, he just got out of it because he was, it was just like second nature to him, you know. Whenever I put my hand on his body, he knew what to do. And getting back to the question, I feel that guys that have a natural athletic ability that have been involved with sports have a better chance of succeeding or becoming professional wrestlers than somebody that just may say, hey, I'm pretty strong, I'd like to go out to wrestle.
The camp, the promoter that was there instructing and watching, he, whenever he felt or saw that an individual that he felt would not make it because of maybe because of his physical ability, guys were cut. Just like I would say football spring training, you go out for spring training, you didn't make it, you get cut from the squad. Because of his physical ability, he couldn't fill out for the position that he was trying for. Now, this has happened in the camp that I was in. Metal, you have some guys that have good physical ability, but, I've been told you have good physical ability, but the training that I was going through was so intense that the mental ability is what took over to keep yourself going, to tell yourself to keep driving on, that this is your opportunity to keep going. If you've got the inner drive or the guts just to hang on and, you know, and come back, you know, the guy's telling you you've got good potential, you've got good athletic ability, but what he's testing you now is whether or not if you want it bad enough to keep coming back. This is what they're trying to put you through. It's testing your how much guts have you got, you know. The wrestlers that wrestle preliminary, because that is as far as their own ability allows them to go. It's their own ability. They don't have that little bit of extra that they need to win more matches, to get in the main event caliber, you know. When I first came into the Carolinas areas, I was wrestling preliminaries. But, like, I had a good instructor to help me teach me a lot of things that he had learned over the number of years that he's been wrestling, a lot of the ins and outs, the tricks of the trade, different holds and this and that, in which probably in a shorter period of time for myself, I feel very fortunate that I got a lot more knowledge as to, per se, somebody that was wrestling the same length of time as myself, but nobody was showing him all those little bit of extras that you needed to get you, work your way up the ladder and finally get in the main event. Now, when you have some different guys that come into the area that have been wrestling main event in other areas, recognition and the name is usually what starts those particular wrestlers in main event matches. For instance, if they're wrestling up in the New York area or in the Minnesota area or Florida or Atlanta and they've been main event, the wrestling magazines pick up on these guys that have been wrestling main event. They're on the cover. They got articles written about them. Wrestling fans know these guys automatically when they come into their area. So right then and there, the promoter knows that they are a draw, so they're going to be in the main event. But for myself, I started on the bottom and had to work my way up. And probably to prove myself, you know, and also to the promoters and everything else that, hey, this guy's pretty good. Let's try and give him a main event shot. Let's put him in a title shot, see what he can do, you know, this and that. But like I said, other different guys have been wrestling main event. Now, don't get me wrong, you may have other guys that have been wrestling preliminaries in other areas, and wrestlers do get into ruts, like baseball players, bad batting average, they're going down, they get into ruts or this and that. Other wrestlers do this because it's a mental type of thing. And maybe they were very unhappy in the area that they were in before. Maybe because it could be payoffs, percentages, or let's say they're not just drawing and nobody's not making any kind of money. And everybody's mental attitude is down. And they come into here and they've been wrestling preliminaries in another area. Maybe it's because of the new atmosphere, maybe new wrestlers. Everybody goes out and watches wrestlers wrestle because they'll pick up a new hold, they'll pick up a new move. A lot of guys you'll see out watching other people, other wrestlers wrestle. He comes into this area as a preliminary, but then again, maybe because of the new atmosphere, the new wrestlers, or because his percentage and the pay is better, that he feels better, and all of a sudden this guy's blossomed and worked his way up and worked his way into a main event. But like I said, in that other area that he just came, he might have just been a preliminary. But like I said, a change of pace or a change of atmosphere might have put the little spark that he needed to get that little bit he needed. Wrestling professional now for 5.5 years. First year was preliminary, almost to the exact day of my first total year was preliminary. From then on, for the past 4.5 years, has been main events. Tell you something, Dennis. I don't know if you're going to believe this or not, but really, I don't have any particular favorite hold. I know a lot of different holds, and if the situation calls for in the match for me to try and win or defeat the opponent at that particular time on a hold that I'm using, I will use that specific hold. I don't have any favorites, although at times I may be repetitious on using a particular hold. I don't really have any favorite of bossy crab or headlock or arm bars or hammer locks or figure fours or grapevines or, you know, anything like that, or reverse chin locks. Or I just, if the particular hold will come up to me and know that I could feel this person is starting to go down, or I can feel this person is, maybe he's going to give up on this particular hold, I'll go with it. You know, when I have the hold on that person, I'll go with it. In other words, what I'm trying to say is that every hold that I mostly try to use on my opponent is hopefully to try and win the match at that particular time. Although they have guys that have their favorite holds. Ric Flair's favorite hold is his figure four leg lock. I know how to use that. Paul Jones is the Indian death lock. I know how to use that. You know, Johnny Weaver uses a sleeper. I know how to use that. You know, but it just calls for, you get into so many different situations in the course of a match that if for instance, if a guy's hurt his shoulder, why would you want to go put a figure four leg lock on him if that's your favorite hold? See, you have to, every match is different, and I just use what has been happening in the course of the match. You know, that's why I do holds. Escape maneuvers, I would say the best way for anybody or any wrestler on an escape maneuver is just trying to get out of the situation that is in the best way he knows how. And a lot of times you'll note that you're better wrestlers, most of your main event guys, are doing moves that are reacting on instinct as to what their mind is telling them to do. You'll notice that if you watch wrestling, or you'll see somebody that's in a particular hold, and the person that's in the hold will have to think for maybe a few seconds or maybe 20 seconds or whatever of how he's going to escape or get out of this particular hold. But you'll find that your better wrestlers, that when something is applied, that before, hopefully, your opponent cinches up on it, that you have reacted, and that type of reaction is all relied on instinct. Myself, that I would say that I've wrestled one, like a particular man on one occasion. I thought that in that particular evening or night that this son of a gun must have been at his peak, or he was very, very tough. Possibly at times I might have gotten defeated by that individual. And then maybe later on, 3 or 4 months later, I wrestled the same individual again and found out that maybe
I don't know, he hasn't been resting or hasn't been training, or he's not quite up to peak to where I thought he was 3 or 4 months ago. I've had a lot of this in the different times that I've wrestled numerous different wrestlers. But I've got to say, I would say that probably Ric Flair, Harley Race. I wrestled guys such as Blackjack Mulligan, which are, outweigh me by over 100 pounds. But my strategy towards the bigger men is a lot different towards somebody that I know is in shape, as to trying to use my strength and maybe my weight to overpower somebody that weighs over 100 pounds more than me. I'm just really wasting my time. So my strategy for somebody such as that was to try and wear them down to utilizing time, and their weight is against them, as opposed to maybe they're using their weight to beat me, quicken the match, you know, use their weight as to an advantage, where I'll try to use their weight as to a disadvantage, possibly more on a defensive type of wrestling, as to opposed to more offensive and going after the man. I'll be doing a lot of defensive maneuvers and using his weight, in which time will tell, will wear him down eventually. But like, getting back to the question, I would say that Ric Flair or Harley Race possibly are the two of the hardest matches, wrestlers I've had matches against. There are many occasions I've wrestled where he couldn't beat me, or they couldn't beat me and I couldn't beat them, at like 1 hour through the time limit, which is very, I've done a lot of hard training, but wrestling 1 hour in wrestling is to me, my whole body has gone through, I believe, more than anything else. My occupation, it puts bread on the table. Bodybuilding to me is sort of like a pastime hobby. Maybe as each week or month or year goes by, that I do see improvements in myself, that maybe I'm heading towards more seriousness of bodybuilding and trying to improve my looks. But I would say that for myself, having a good looking physique out there, where among there's always a lot of people looking, has helped me in, I would say, in some drawing power, in my particular drawing power, as to oppose it. If I went out to the ring with maybe a 38 or 40 inch waistline and you know, looked and possibly could weigh maybe 270 pounds or something like that, but I would rather stay in better shape and look better. I think it helps me. People establish, I guess, the way I look with Ricky Steamboat. You know, they don't associate Ricky Steamboat as somebody that weighs 280 pounds or, you know, like a lot of your conventional heavier wrestlers. And also, I just have, my last thing on that is just personal satisfaction within myself. This is the way I want to look. I would say that weight training, or the way I train with weight training, has helped my wrestling tremendously. For the fact that I know that when in periods of time when I lay off of weight training, that and continue to wrestle, that as each day goes by, my body is feeling a lot sore than it did if I had trained for that particular week. Like if I took a week or two off from weight training, but continued wrestling during that 2 weeks. My body muscles are a lot sore than if I had been continually training, which would keep them pumped and toned, you know, and keep them firm. How much has it helped my wrestling? I would say it's helped me tremendously, because I like to train in a method for as much as building my strength and power and looks to my body, but also in a way which helps my, my respiratory system. I like to train with a pretty fast pace, not contest training pace, like the guys will take maybe 20-second break in between each set and then go on, but a pretty fast pace, which helps my respiratory system, because basically, to tell you the truth, a lot of guys that stay in shape go out to run, and I do not like to run, not that much. Track and field is not one of my better sports, even when I was in school, but I felt to keep in shape, if I would weight train with little rest in between sets and keep me heavily breathing through my whole workout routine, which takes about almost 2 hours, hour and a half to 2 hours, that during that workout, I feel it's helping my respiratory system out very much, is the deep breathing and the fast pace. So I know that sense has helped me keep in shape for wrestling, but getting back to It's helped my strength and power because I feel every year, maybe I'm not pushing the heavy poundages as much as I used to, but I know my strength is there and it feels good. And also, like I said before, if I take layoffs, I feel like my body is worse for wear than if I was training all the time. I see a lot of wrestlers that eat everything, and I mean everything. They're like power. They're like the super heavyweight power lifters that will just go and get everything that they can possibly eat to keep their weight up. Some guys are just hypnotized or whatever with just being big. You know, maybe they're so out of shape that they couldn't run 440 yards before collapsing or something. I mean, you know, I'm talking about 1/4 of a mile or something, you know, or something. But they eat a lot. But like I mentioned earlier, I watch what I eat. Basically, I try to maintain enough carbohydrates to keep my energy level up. I like to watch my fats and keep it down. And I probably try to get as much protein as I think I need, although maybe not as much as some of the other bodybuilders have said that you have to have to maintain muscle growth. But I eat a lot of meals, small meals a day, and balanced out, and I don't like to bloat my stomach out that much. But let me put it this way. If I have a title match coming up, to me, it gets me more excited when I get in. I seem to train harder. If I've got an important match coming on, I seem to train harder. As to a lot of guys will take a day of rest. And if I sit around at the house and think about the match and knowing that I'm just lazying around and, you know, just sitting around on my can watching TV or something, and everybody would think that would be good because you're relaxing and saving your energy. But I feel it would drain me. Just sitting through would just drain me, you know? As to if I got in a gym where there was a lot of, I would feel enthused over training real hard for the match that's coming up. My recuperative powers are very, very good, and I think I know my limits pretty well. But I don't feel that great if I took a day of rest for an important match. It's just, I feel like if I rested and laid around all day long, it would make me lazy and tired. And by the time I got to the arena that particular night, I would really feel dead. As to if I had a good workout, nice hot shower, and I felt great, got a good meal in me, God, I'm ready for tonight. That's the way I feel. Yeah. I would say that for myself, I'm probably averaging around 50 to 60,000 miles a year traveling in a car. And all the other thousands of miles is I do a lot of air travel. I do wrestle in Canada. I do go to, well, I'll be going to Japan. I do go over there 2 or 3 times a year on tours. How many times a week I wrestle depends on cities and towns run on specific nights. Charlotte runs on Saturday nights. Toronto runs on Sunday. Cincinnati runs on Saturday. Cincinnati, Ohio. Greenville, South Carolina is Monday. Fayetteville, North Carolina is on Monday, you know. Depending how many times a week is also and how much you're in demand, such as preliminary wrestlers are just there to maybe to show the promoters or to get more experience for themselves in wrestling. They may only wrestle 2 or 3 times a week. I've wrestled as much as 9 times in 1 week, but only because I was involved in 2 tournaments in which in each tournament I had to wrestle 4 times. So my schedule is depending on basically how much I'm in demand utilizing my name. I'd say I'd average maybe 3 or 4 times a week. Sometimes Flair, it's such a hectic schedule. He's been on the road. I talked to him. He says, God, I'm beat down. I'm tired. I'm drained. I've been on the road for 9 days in a row now. I mean, he's really worse for wear, you can tell. But then, you know, he gets his time off too on a snap. But I don't try to